All right, let's take a look at some inappropriate behavior, shall we? Gee, will there be a story from Florida? Let's find out. Saturday, after the University of Alabama lost to Auburn in football with a miracle finish. By, would you see that?
Did.
109 yards.
Yeah.
Anyway, a 36-year-old Alabama fan at a party joked that the loss wasn't that bad. However, somebody else at the party, 28-year-old woman, heard her, started screaming that she wasn't a real fan, and ended up shooting and killing her.
Oh, that's nice.
So
they take their football seriously down in Alabama.
Yeah. All right, so that's not how you react to the
loss
of your
team. Here in Wisconsin, we shoot the TV when the Packers lose. We don't shoot somebody else.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this year, all right, so that was what, Alabama?
Yeah.
All right, not Florida.
That's close enough, though. Mm-hmm. Almost.
All right, we'll find out. Earlier this year in Wales, that's way away, 43-year-old man bit off a chunk of his 45-year-old brother's nose in a bar fight.
Nice.
Surgeons were able to reconstruct it using skin from his buttocks. The brother who bit off the nose avoided jail time after his brother asked the court to go easy on him. He will, however, have to pay $6,500 in compensation.
Gives a new meaning to the term brown noser, doesn't it?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I gave you that one. A 54-year-old man in South Carolina.
Okay, we're surrounding the state of Florida now.
Wanted to make some delicious macaroni and cheese on Sunday, but his 20-year-old son used the packet of powdered cheese.
To do what?
I don't know. They argued. And there's a lot of things you can do with that yellow powdery
stuff. Sniff it?
I don't know what the heck he did with it. They argued, and the son ended up attacking him and punching him in the face. Police arrested the son. The dad is pressing charges for assault and battery and theft of powdery yellow goodness.
You hear these stories a lot. How dysfunctional does a family have to be when you fight over, you know, cheap food items?
I don't know, man, because you can go to the store and get another box for a dollar.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving Day, a guy in
Florida?
Yes, robbed a gas station and tried to make off with cash and a bunch of beer.
Uh-huh.
However, on his way out, the bag that his beer was in ripped. And instead of just running off with the cash,
stopped for the beer. Not leaving my beer behind.
Einstein stopped to pick up the bottles of beer, which was what he was doing when the cops arrived and arrested him for armed robbery. Yeah, you look at his mugshot. Oh, this guy's brilliant.
Does the store clerk just let him go and not call? I'd do the same thing if I was thirsty.
All right, now, Florida, per capita, do they have more dumb people than any other state in the union?
No.
No?
No.
Which state has the most?
That would be the District of Columbia.
That's not really a state, though. Doesn't qualify as a state. Not yet, anyway.
A quick look at the news.
I don't know, man. Kim Kardashian attacked a Twitter follower who accused her of being negligent as a parent to her newborn daughter. She did that only after asking her assistant, "What does negligent mean?" Victoria's Secret supermodel Miranda Kerr is reportedly dating billionaire casino mogul. Hang on a second. You mean to tell me that a hot chick is into a dude with a crap load of money? That is news to me.
I saw a picture of both of them. She, of course, is gorgeous. He, not so much.
A troll? Probably. Ozzy Osbourne turned 65 years old today. Don't tell him, but over the last 15 years, his family has just been rewrapping the same gift over and over and over.
Ozzy is just circling the airport at this point in his life, right?
Apparently, buzz is building. I don't know if you've seen this. Tom, you're an expert in this. Buzz is building for the upcoming Playboy featuring Kate Moss.
She's redoing a classic cover from, generations ago.
Yeah, and other news from 1992. I just scored a brand new Tamagotchi. An autograph from Jason Priestley and tickets to a House of Pain concert. So that's
jump
sweet.
Around, baby. Jump around. House of Pain is still hot here in Wisconsin.
Sure they are. Amazon unveiled its drone delivery fleet on 60 Minutes. Makes sense, you know, because if there's ever a group that embraces technology's intrusion into daily life, it's the average 60 Minutes viewer.
Yes, someday Steve Croft will be dropped down in the middle of a news story by drone.
Are they going to kill us, honey?
Yes, darling, they're going to kill you.
According to new research, treating erectile dysfunction, Tom, pay attention.
Uh-huh.
Treating erectile dysfunction does not necessarily improve the patient's relationship or self-confidence.
You mean you don't become Smiling Bob?
No, well, think about it. Some wives were saying, damn those pills.
Think about this for a second. She already has years of built-up resentment against you, and now you're going around knocking all the knickknacks off the end table.
Oh.
According to reports, the total cost of doing the 12 days of Christmas this year is $114,000, which seems about right. Tom spent about $7,000 on nine ladies dancing last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that...
Are they more expensive than the Lords of Leaping?
Only you would know, brother. Only you would know. That's the quick look at the news. Please use all the information contained therein for good and not for evil.
A lot of big movies came out over the weekend. One of the biggest was the Disney movie Frozen. Yeah, I don't know if you saw that. Oh, you haven't seen it? If you haven't seen it, Frozen is an animated film about the Obamacare website. Kids hate that movie. Yeah. It's really an hour and a half of characters trying to fix the website.
Yeah, yeah.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.